At what point is that saturation too great? I don't know. That's not for us to decide, but I can see the concern of some of the residents here.
I think that might be the purpose of the moratorium too. That may change the future of what's going to happen.
Don is absolutely right on that, and I don't know that this is not such an important decision that we need to determine, even though this to me is an okay project and its location. But since we do have a moratorium on it at this point, and it is such an important decision, I don't think that we have too many choices of what we have to do here.
Can it be tabled?
We've got a moratorium on it. Till when?
Well, this one doesn't fall under that. This one has to get
started. What you're saying is you got that started.
Which would say
so that's the thinking that's going on at this point.
Which would say you deny the appeal and then they can reapply later after the moratorium.
That's true. Right.
If you want, in my opinion, because there's so many variables that have been changed, that's probably the safest bet for everybody involved.
And I don't believe that the planning and zoning actually made a wrong decision. It may not have been the appropriate decision.
So are you making a motion?
I don't know what kind of motion to make.
you make a motion to approve or deny the appeal.
Now, Mr. Persinger, I know that you have a different opinion.
Well, I feel that that area of vegetable is going to be commercial. I don't know the point is that there will be more nightly rentals of vegetable because they'll move down the road more than all and I'm not a homeowner, I think, but I understand that it's going to be able to do that.
Yeah. It's rare to have a homeowner right next to the property and say, come on, let's do this.
Yeah. But, well, you see that in the occasion that we're thinking about doing nightly rentals as well.
And I love seeing that the nightly rentals are reaching out and saying, hey, let's reach a compromise. Let's work with the community. I love that for sure.
At the same time, when we're talking about allowing one, you can allow 50. And, you know, whenever you talk about the person that wrote the letter that is adjacent to the 20 acres. It's not about this, it's not about 20-07, it's really about 20-08. But if you approve one, then you approve the next one as well. And if not at this meeting, it could be the next.
Sure.
I address that because the county is actually going to the county's adopting vision zoning. That's the purpose of the moratorium. So this is the last, we're at the tail end of the existing procedural structure that we used all these years. There's no more coming in under this current procedural structure. Everything will be under the new vision zoning system the county's putting in. So it doesn't establish a precedent to say, well, it's coming used compatible because the whole structure we used up doesn't work as going away.
And that'll be the whole next battle we have when we face people saying, well, there's already one just down the road. It's going to be the battle we have forever. This is a battle we deal with every single time. So I respect and understand your statement on that. I mean, that's something we've definitely thought about as well.
But on the other hand, we just heard the applicant say the reason this should be denied is because there are other nightly rentals that don't meet these criteria that were approved, and it's case by case. You've got to take it case by case. Personally, I don't know that I've heard again that there was convincing evidence that there was something wrong that happened here. Maybe that they didn't interpret the compatibility the same way that the board did, potentially, but it's not what I've heard from this applicant. So I would make the motion to deny appeal 20-07A.
Second that.
Second? There we go. Second. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Oppose? Okay. 4-1. Okay, so this next one is 20-08A. This is for L&J Log Cabins on the Division 3 application appeal.
So real quick, L&J Log Cabins, Ridgedale, LLC, seeking to appeal the Planning Commission's denial of a Division 3 permit, number 2033. Again, on December 14th, 2020, Taney County Planning Commission denied Division 3 permit 2033's request by L&J Log Cabins, Ridgedale, seeking to approve to develop 20 acres with 8 cabins for vacation rental to be located at 1575 Jones Road, Ridgedale. Planning Commission motion to deny the application was based on general compatibility due to the single-family residential housing around it. So the previous parcel was here. This is a adjoining 20-acre parcel. They provided a site plan that looked like this to the Planning Commission. The nightly rental Board of Adjustment approval is for a Division 3. It does not have the special use requirements in it, which the permit goes away and et cetera, so it's a little bit shorter. But it's still the pretty much generally the same nightly rental.
Okay. So would the applicant like to step up, please?
I guess this is just a formality at this point, being that we couldn't even get the one approved, even though all the neighbors directly around it, not neighbors that live a mile away, are protesting it. Before we even made an offer to the Jones, to Danny and Sandy Jones, we contacted the owners to all ask them if they would, the people that are around, and if they would oppose it. And they all said no. I know that. I don't know why they said no at that time. But now, I guess they're all protesting it. But I can tell you that we may not continue to go after this, or we may continue to go after this, because I feel like that this has been unjust, that other places there are nightly rentals surrounded by residential properties for miles, and they have been approved, and this one has not. And none of these people that are protesting it even came to the first meeting. That's all I have to say.
Is there anyone else who would like to speak on behalf of this project?
I do want to echo what I do believe is the injustice of denying this, when obviously we all know that nightly rental operations that are starkly incompatible with their own neighborhoods get approved, depending upon who's backing them, sometimes. And then this, which obviously benefits all the immediate neighbors and they support it, this gets denied. It shows what a how arbitrary some of these decisions certainly can be. But at least my clients here have exhausted their administrative remedies, so they've done everything they can at the administrative point. It's kind of clears the decks for what follows. So, thanks.
Is there anyone else like to speak on behalf or against this project?
I'd just like to be on record saying we support it also. I think it's an improvement to our neighborhood and improvement to our property values. So.
Okay. All right. No one else? Okay.
I'm Don Ingram. I'd like to speak against this one also. Would ask that you consider the same response, exhibit number one, which you were given in the last application. And I think even more so, this is even more important that it be turned down because we're talking about a permanent approval of nightly rental use for that under Division 3. And for that, that would be one that would also transfer with future owners of the property. For that reason, we request that it be denied. Also, the same problem with the appeal itself. There was nothing specific alleged or why the decision was wrong or specific provisions of the code that were violated. There weren't any specific provisions of the code that were violated. And this property is even just a little bit further from Highway 86 and the nearest nightly rental, or excuse me, Spruce Drive and Walnut Drive, which is where the nearest nightly rentals are. And I think that was like 2,200 and some square feet to the 11-acre parcel. So it's going to be even a little further, you know, to this 20-acre parcel. So for that reason, we request that this one also be denied. Thank you.
Okay. Public speaking has been closed. Warden?
I can't say what decision I would have made at the original Planning Commission meeting because I hadn't heard that entire case, but just based on the appeal, I don't know that I've heard that there was sufficient evidence that there was an error made in it. And therefore, I would move to deny Appeal 20-08A.
Okay. So we have a motion, so we have a second.
I'll second it.
Okay. All right, for voting, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Aye.
Okay, 4-1.
Thank you very much, gentlemen.
Okay, up next is 20-09A, Triple G Ranch, LLC. Appeal.
Case number 20-009A, Triple G Ranch LLC is seeking to appeal the Planning Commission's denial of a Division 3 special use permit, which was number 2032. On December 14, 2020, the Taney County Planning Commission denied Division 3 special use permit 2032's request by Triple G Ranch seeking to approval for a tiny home, approximately 300 square feet, to be constructed on stilts located at 970 Shady Rapids Road, Walnut Shade. The Planning Commission's motion to deny the application was based on general compatibility with no other nightly rentals in the area. Triple G Ranch LLC is requesting the Board of Adjustment to appeal and reverse the denial of the Division 3 Special Use Permit 2032, allowing nightly rental use for the approximate 300 square foot tiny home to be located at 970 Shady Rapids Road. So first slide zoomed out quite a ways. This is our real sharp curve there at Walnut Shade. This is where 176 takes off. Highway 65 is to the very left of this picture. Highlighted parcel, of course. Zooming in. If anybody's familiar with this, it goes down and dead ends at these parcels. This is actually Triple G Ranch property. But the highlighted parcel is the one that sought the approval. And again, this is our special use, nightly rental decision of record used. Any questions or concerns on it? It's the standard one that we always use for the special use. So if the Board of Adjustment would approve the appeal, then these standards would apply for this application. That, I would turn it over to the applicant.
Hello, Board of Adjustment. My name is Amber English, and I started this process wanting to do things the right way. The Planning Commission's decision to deny the project came as a surprise to me. There are a lot of nightly rentals in my area, and I was surprised that it was denied. It made myself ask the following questions. Was it because the planning commissioner, Dave Stewart,